Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Tuesday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And we're on Instagram, all as Captain's America. Captain, throw an S in the middle, America on the end, all lowercase. Now, you can also find us at our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And if you can't hear us anywhere else, you can hear us broadcasting over there. And our show streams the last show, whatever the most current show is. It streams all day long until the next new one comes back. And our podcasts are over there, too. And we have other things over there. Go check it out. All right. Joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
The federal government is spending billions of dollars, that's B with a B, 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 billions of dollars, to promote electric vehicles. But get this, most Americans still don't consider them practical. They not only do not want them, nor do they have any intention of buying one anytime soon. I mean, this is a downhill proposition. They're wasting billions of dollars. But what do they care?
Well, they don't, because it's our money. They just spend it where they want. But the other thing is that it's pretty remarkable to me that these car manufacturers are not pushing back harder than they are. And I guess the reason that they're not pushing back is because of the subsidies they're getting from the federal government. And I don't really know the volume or the quantity of those subsidies, but they're there. The other interesting thing is there's a couple of members in the, on the House side that have been bringing up the issues with the EPA and whatnot have not considered when it comes to electric vehicles. Let's not forget, they have a high risk of, or I should say high risk, but there is a risk of fire. We see intermittent reports that these cars do catch on fire. There's a supply chain issue and a mining issue for the what the batteries have to have. There's a restricted driving range. The charging time is too long. And here's another interesting thing that a lot of people don't understand, too, and that is there are building issues with, and I should say growing issues with homeowners associations and condos of who is going to pay for the electricity to charge those vehicles and the cost of installing the power stations. I have a friend of mine who is going through that very thing with a condo that she's got out in Colorado. And she offered to pay, she and her husband offered to pay, they've had an electric vehicle for several years, a Tesla. And they've offered to, you know, pay deposits and all these other kinds of things, and then there's parking space issues, and, you know, they're having a terrible time with the homeowners association. So, I think these batteries, too, have a temperature sensibility to them, meaning
they do.
That if it gets too hot or if it gets too cold,
yep.
they become unreliable.
Correct.
And, you know, these batteries, they need rare metals, rare minerals.
Cobalt.
And we don't have them.
Yep.
We don't have them here.
Nope.
So, yeah, all is not good in the electric vehicle world. And it's kind of like, where is Ford? Where is General Motors? Where is Chrysler? Where is Honda?
Collecting their subsidies.
Yeah, so.
All right, let's take a call here. Mel in Saratoga Springs, what's up?
Oh, yes, good morning, Denise. Good morning, Captain. In regards to the rare earth minerals, there was a family here in the United States that there's these rare earth minerals were found on their property, but I guess the government stepped in and said they weren't able to mine it or use it or sell it or whatever.
Yeah.
But the other issue is, I mean, unless I missed it, is there a chance that Denise could finish what the issue was on those papers that the DOJ or the FBI had confiscated from Mar-a-Lago?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I might have missed it, but I'm not sure whether you had a chance to finish that topic in regards to those articles that were.
It's a continuing topic, but we'll get to it. Okay.
Oh. Okay, all right. Yeah,
thank you.
All right.
Okay, go ahead, Denise.
Yeah, I guess where I'm going with the Department of Justice and the question I have is, you know, we know that Trump did not pack the boxes.
Correct.
And Trump's staff did not pack the boxes.
That's right.
The General Accounting Office procedurally does that.
Yep.
So where's that inventory? Somebody
right.
needs to tell me that.
Well, hold that thought, and we'll be right back with more. And caller, hang on. We'll be right back to you. Denise and I will be right back right after these messages on the Captain's America Third Watch Tuesday morning edition.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
All righty. My conversation with Denise Simon is being brought to you by Geico Insurance. Geico, spelled G-E-I-C-O. Geico's been saving people money for about 85 years now, and they are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring well over 25 million drivers. Now, let's also talk about the fact that you can go over to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and while you're there, you can check out not only the rate that would be for your car or your truck that you're driving, but maybe you've got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. You can get a rate for that. And if you really want to save some money, what you do is bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance with your automobile insurance, and then you'll save some money. So check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and see if they can save you some money. All right, first, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now we're going to go to Mary. Okay, so Mary, what's up?
Hey, good morning. On a can of bug spray, it says contents can explode under the contents of pressure if the temperature gets over 120 degrees. That's a can of bug spray. So driving around with an electric vehicle seems kind of dumb to me. Also, cobalt mining is done in the Republic of Congo with slaves mining.
Correct.
By children. So if it's taken everybody so long to realize that that's going on with Nike tennis shoes, imagine how this is not going to be reported. Weather Channel is all day, wall-to-wall climate change, and that means sustainability, which is really not what it is at all. But if you listen to people from the West or wherever, they buying into all of this. How many years is that going to take to change? And one more thing, you made such a good point about homeowners association. Wait till they say you can't live there unless you have an electric vehicle. That's where it's going unless they stop the nonsense now.
Well, it won't happen, Mary, unless they give them a bunch of money, and then that's what'll change their mind.
You know, money is the source of everything.
Yeah.
But when you have to listen to your station, Brandon Tatum, Kevin Jackson, to get news like this, and you can't get it anywhere else, you're not getting it.
Yeah,
thank
I know.
You.
Touché.
Yep, I know. All right, thanks, Mary. All right, there she goes. All right, now we got Elliot on the line. Good morning, Elliot. What's up?
Yes, good morning, Captain. You know, Mary is hitting on all cylinders, and I'll be able to share some more information about what Mary is talking about. I'll share that later on this week. You know, Denise, I want to share this with you right quick. Now, America, the Sinaloa, is the world's most powerful Mexican drug cartels. They own more airplanes than the largest Mexican airline, period. The Mexican government seized 599 airplane helicopters, drones. Now, the Sinaloa is mixing it up by running their Cessnas across the southern border, along with brand-new Gulfstream jets that cost north of $75 million. They are flying illegals. The pay rate starts at $11,500 per person. The feds in the United States busted private jet pilots who fly cocaine and meth for the cartels. America, you cannot make this stuff up. We are getting our ass kicked in all directions. It is telling, and you know, ISIS is telling their people around the world to kill Christians and Jews. Now, we have Joe Biden. Is he really protecting Americans from the southern border with the border wide open? Sinaloa private jets loaded with cocaine, taking off from Brazil, and landing somewhere in Europe. That's how bad it is. Thank you very much.
Yeah, he's not protecting the people in Cleveland, let alone Delaware, where he lives.
When it comes to FOIA requests, you know, trying to find out anything that we possibly can of where monies are coming from, it's almost impossible. The federal government pretty much just says we find no records responsive to your request,
mm-hmm.
which we know that there is. So, you know, I will also say this. The Department of Treasury has some very powerful tools, and they're not using them.
Nope.
And I've said this for quite some time. We know where dark money is parked around the world
mm-hmm.
because these banks have to report it. We know that most recently because of Hunter Biden's laptop.
Correct.
And the money laundering. Remember, there were some transactions in there that the banks reported of special interest of because of where the money was coming from and where it was going.
Yep.
So we know these things. And where I'm getting at is we know where the cartel's money is. And we're not doing anything about it. As I mentioned on your show the other night, you know, we watch these governments that were seizing the Russian oligarchs' assets because of how they were helping Putin fund this war. And they were taking those assets and necessarily either in cash or in hard assets, you know, selling them in order to help Ukraine pay for their soldiers and pay for equipment and those kinds of things. I mean, the money was going to Ukraine. Well, in this particular situation, why are we not taking these monies and putting these money from these cartels, seizing them? I mean, can you about imagine what would happen if we started seizing cartel money?
Yep.
And putting them into accounts where it can pay for drug treatment or it can pay for, you know, these farmers that are losing millions of dollars all the time because of what's happening to their ranches and their farms. I mean, there's lots of victims here, least of which is over 100,000 people that have overdosed or died because of this poison.
Sure.
I mean, there are so many tools that we could use. But I would tell you that if interestingly enough, you look real carefully, if we go after the cartels like we should, the entire country of Mexico would collapse.
Uh-huh.
economically, financially collapse, because it is virtually paying off government officials.
Correct.
And keeping in subsidizing law enforcement to not, you know, go after the cartel.
But it's not just Mexico. It's the entire Central and Southern America area.
Well, I've often said, and I can't get anybody to answer the question, how many teams has Christopher Wray over at the Bureau of the FBI sent down to the Mexican border to investigate, you know, these huge narcotics that we are seizing, so they can backtrack on those? We do it, you know, in the airports. And by the way, all the drugs that come in through the airports, our federal government rarely ever charges those people. They just let them go.
That's right.
But we also have what are called legal attachés, LEGAT. Legal attachés, where the FBI has teams in foreign countries that operate. We've got them. They've been there almost permanently in Ukraine, as a for instance. But we have them in Europe. We have them in Britain. So do we have any that are operating in Mexico or Colombia or Venezuela or wherever? I mean, where are the priorities here? We are killing a generation, a future generation of this country, 100,000 people a year. So it's like, give me a break. Where is Treasury?
Yeah, hiding. Too dangerous for them.
Well, and we know that, you know, between Mexico, the cartels and China, there's money laundering going on.
You bet.
So, where are the call records and the, what they call, air quote, readouts of the conversation that Biden has with these world leaders, including President Xi or President Obrador? Somebody tell me that.
Yep. Yep. I don't think anybody can, because nobody knows themselves. We just aren't doing what we were doing a few years ago when we actually were doing something along the border. I can't say that we're doing it, any of it anymore.
Well, I mean, I never hear. I mean, the DEA is working diligently.
Yep.
And I don't think they're getting the support from this administration. They've been putting out all kinds of alarms.
Right. You're right about everything you just said, absolutely, positively, because it's like the Biden administration just doesn't care. They have their own agenda. All right, well, I got to let you go. We'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there, check out her website and all the things that she has to offer, and I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News.
One of the suspects in Canada's deadliest attack ever was found near the stabbing sites. Police in Regina, Saskatchewan say 31-year-old Damian Sanderson's injuries were not self-inflicted. They believe his 30-year-old brother Miles is injured and on the run, likely in the provincial capital. Former President Donald Trump got his request granted by a federal judge. He wanted a special master to review documents the FBI seized from his Florida estate a month ago. The Justice Department says it's reviewing the decision. Liz Truss will officially be the new British Prime Minister on Tuesday. The 47-year-old will be the third woman ever to hold that office. She'll have to deal with pending economic and energy crises. China is accusing Washington of breaking into computers at a university that U.S. officials say does military research. Markets are closed due to the Labor Day holiday. I'm Kenneth Burns, USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Thank you, all United States veterans. May God love you.
Hey, everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You betcha. In this edition of the Military and Veterans News, is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. With two locations to serve you, we'll tell you where they're at in just a minute. But you need to go to their website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, to find out more about them. And then call them up, and I'll give you all that information in just a second.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy and their website, naa.edu, naa.edu, one more time, naa.edu, is where you should go and take a look at it and see what they're all about to begin with. Once you do that, then you need to pick Clearwater, Florida, or Concord, Massachusetts, their two campuses, and decide which one you're going to visit. Maybe you want to go to both. You can do that too. But take the tour. Call them up and ask to take the tour of one of their campuses, or like I said, both. The phone number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Call them up. Ask to take the tour. Now, in doing so, you will be able to talk to students that are enrolled at either campus, to instructors that are at either campus, and you'll be able to talk to the people that handle these student loans. Now, obviously, if you're military, you'll come in under the GI Bill, something a little different. But for you civilians, there's a person there that'll work with you and help you to apply for the civilian student loan. And that'll give you a leg up, hopefully. Now, for the veterans, if you're just coming out of the service and you have not used your educational benefits, obviously they're all going to be there, so you'll be fine. And if you need to be walked through that, they'll help you do that. But if you've used some of your educational benefits and don't know how much you've got left to use, they'll let you know what that is, how much that is. And if it's not enough to cover the school, then they'll run you through the conventional student loan. But either way, go to naa.edu, that's naa.edu, ask to take the tour by calling them up at 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour at one of their two campuses, or both, Clearwater, Florida, which is right here in my backyard, Concord, Mass., which is just outside Boston, Massachusetts. Again, the phone number is 800-659-2080. Now, we know that there's a strong possibility that in the Ukraine, they have made their boldest claim yet on the success on the battlefield or battlefields. We're not exactly sure right now whether or not Ukraine has got one offensive operation going on, or two, or even three. Because it appears that there may be multiple offenses going on to try to drive the Russians out of where they're at in the eastern part of the Ukraine. Now, this is a week-old counteroffensive against the Russian forces in the south. Meanwhile, the Russians are claiming that they destroyed one of our HIMARS rocket system installations inside Ukraine. Russia's defense ministry said that its forces had destroyed one of the U.S.-supplied HIMARS rocket systems in Ukraine's Kharkiv region. This has not been verified by any of the news agencies. They could not immediately verify the report, so we don't know if it's true or not. So we'll see. We'll see. And, of course, if you've been paying attention, Russian forces in the south, while European markets went into free fall on Monday, have been keeping up its main gas pipeline to the terms to where now they have locked it down and shut it off, so Germany is not getting any gas, natural gas. And I don't know what they're going to do. They're rationing, obviously. They're going to be prepared for that. But the United States apparently is going to try to save the day, but I'm not sure they can do that either. They can't get enough of it there fast enough. Now, we have one person dead and nine missing after a float plane crash in Puget Sound. They've stopped looking for the people because the plane sunk. So now it's going to be, instead of a rescue, it's going to be a retrieval. By the way, also, you may have heard that the Air Force cleared its Osprey fleet for flight with no immediate fix for the mechanical issue. It's being patched as it needs to be. And you probably also heard that Air Force and Space Force recruits might have their drug and alcohol test results waived. That might happen. Obviously, the Air Force needs people, Obviously, the Space Force needs people, and that would be one way to have the people, but I don't know. I don't know if that's the best way to do it or not. Wow. I just don't know. Now, you probably heard mention of this somewhere along the line, but Hawaii's new veterans' home is facing a major opening delay. They are way behind in Hawaii on getting the veterans' home open, a brand new one, state-of-the-art facility. A lot of the things they needed to put in there, they weren't able to get yet. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? But they're going to continue to try to do what they can to get it open as soon as they can. And another story that's coming across right now, Montana, an accused white nationalist is currently serving in the Montana Guard despite the efforts against extremism. Now, I don't know anything about this because this story just popped up. I'll have to take a look at it during the break and see what it is, but it is something that might be concerning for some people. I don't know. They're only talking about one person, but that's the one you know about. China is accusing Washington, of cyber spying on one of their universities in China. Analysts found 43 network attack tools that they said were traced to the NSA, the Chinese. Isn't that something? And by the way, in Kabul, Afghanistan, yesterday, a suicide attack at the Russian embassy killed two diplomats and also some security personnel. U.S. B-52 bombers are flying over the Middle East amid tensions with Iran. That's something that they've been doing for a little while. And the USS Kearsarge, a Navy assault ship, has taken part in the Baltic Sea training. And at least two other American ships were there with them. So now you know the rest of the story. Okay, we're coming back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, right after these messages. So try not to go anywhere because we aren't going to go anywhere, and I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA, DHA. Insist on IFOS Omega-3 Fatty Acid Certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And before I get to Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, I want to remind everybody that this portion of the program brought to you by Moss Family Automotive Group, which happens to be this time around the Moss Acura dealership. That's Moss spelled M-A-U-S. And some people ask me, they go, well, how come it's an automobile dealer advertising on a national radio show? Well, it's pretty simple. They get people from all across the state of Florida, people up in Georgia, people up in the Carolinas, people up to where Chris lives, up in New York and Connecticut and Rhode Island and up under Massachusetts and all the way straight across I-90 to Chicago, even up into Minnesota, Wisconsin, and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. And you heard me right, that come to Florida to buy a car. Two reasons for it. Number one, at Moss Family Automotive and the Acura dealership, as well as our Nissan dealerships, they have the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, active and retired, and church pastors, too, all get great deals afforded to them for their community service. Now, you can also get the Moss Care that comes with the vehicles, free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. That would certainly trip my trigger. And guess what? You don't have to live here to get it. You can get it wherever you live, and people are doing just that. So, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
How are you?
What was you watching yesterday?
Yesterday, what was I watching yesterday?
Labor Day. What were you watching on Labor Day?
It was weather was pretty nice. Didn't really watch much TV.
Okay, because it was raining up above you there. I was thinking about it when I was looking at the rain and doing the weather forecast. Providence, Rhode Island has got some serious flooding today.
Yeah, you know, my son goes to school up there, so yeah, the 95 was shut down both directions.
Correct.
A little bit of drizzle yesterday. It rained last night, but, you know, you're going to get into that time of year. You're going to get crazy fall weather starting to roll in for us.
Well, I want to run something by you because this is mind-boggling. The federal government is spending billions with a B, of dollars to promote electric vehicles. But most Americans don't seem to be considering them at all. They do not believe they're practical. They do not want, nor do they have any intention of buying an electric vehicle any time soon. What say you?
Well, listen, yeah, I agree. A lot of Americans are obviously concerned. I think the number one concern is probably the price of these vehicles. And then you're also taking a look about, you know, people nervous about where they can charge.
Right.
You know, family trips. There's a myriad of different reasons why people would shy away, but... You know, you try to find one of these cars. Cars are very, very expensive right now. And then you get an electric car, and then they just keep raising the price on the electric cars because the batteries are getting more expensive. You're pricing a lot of people out. I mean, I was looking out of curiosity with the, you know, one Tesla SUV size car. It's not even that, you know, that much of an SUV. It's just bigger than the other ones.
Right.
You know, $120,000.
Yeah.
So you
jump change, jump change.
Yeah, I mean, you put anything into the Ford F-150 Lightning, and, you know, it jacks the price up very, very quickly. So, yeah, I mean, I think pricing is probably one of the biggest concerns that people are having.
Well, the latest Rasmussen Reports National Telephone and Online Survey reveals that only 28% of American adults believe electric cars today are practical for most drivers. Meanwhile, almost double, 54%, say that electric cars are not practical and just won't work, while 18% say they have no intention whatsoever of ever buying or driving an electric vehicle.
Yeah, again, you're dealing with these things. It's a new technology. I mean, if I didn't have kids and I wasn't driving very far and, you know, it was in a environment, urban type environment where, you know, I was using a car, you know, on a daily basis just to be in and around and get groceries and maybe a short commute back and forth to work. It may, you know, make a great deal of sense, you know, because, you know, it doesn't cost much to, you know, to charge the car. But again, as I said, it has uses. It's just, you know, the range is just not there yet for a lot of people.
Well, one of the homeowners associations, right, close to where I'm at, there's some people that want to buy electric cars and they want to have charging places either at their home or somewhere, you know, where they can charge them there where they live. So the Homeowners Association is getting involved in this, and they want to pass that cost along to everybody that lives there, even if you don't have an electric car, to lower it down for the individuals that actually need to have the electric power to charge their car. That's not right.
I mean, no, it's not. I mean, listen, if you're in a homeowner's, I mean, if you have a driveway for your car, I mean, you can run you can run a charging station, to run a cable to charge your car.
All you need is a power pole.
Yeah, I mean,
wherever your box is, usually it's on a pole.
Yeah, I don't know why you know, the other homeowners need to be responsible for something like that. I don't think that there's enough saturation, quite frankly, of people utilizing electric cars to make that happen.
No. And, you know, when you talk about this, inflation and energy is just one of the things that people just keep shaking their heads, and they know this isn't cheap. They know this isn't going to be cheap. And if they went electric, you know, somebody's going to pay for it. I've seen the charging, the first initial charges, $5 for the first 2 hours.
Yeah, for some of the cars, I've talked to some people, they said it, you know, would cost them, I think it was for like a Tesla Model 3. It doesn't cost much to charge the entire car. But again, if you're going to charge it at your home, and you want to get it up to almost full charge, you're going to have that thing charging overnight.
Right. That's right. You're absolutely right. Or you won't be able to get a full charge on it, and then you run into the problem is what happens if I run out of juice. And by the way, did you see the miners in West Virginia pushing the electric car up their driveway to get it out of the road?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, that was it's viral. This was on Facebook yesterday. Wait till I tell you this. Frenchie, the public relations czar for the president, the White House, little old Frenchie, came out with a statement yesterday talking about how many jobs Joe Biden had created. Now, wait till you hear this number. 10,000 million jobs were created by Joe Biden since he's been in office.
Wow, that's more than the entire population of the planet, isn't it? And like 10 billion right there?
Certainly more than the United States.
That is more than the planet. Yeah. You never know, to say anything with some of these people. And these spokespeople for the White House, I mean, they are stepping in it on a regular basis.
She is so stupid.
Oof. I mean, having to go to these cue cards and stuff, they can't answer simple questions. It's gotten pretty brutal.
Yeah. And the other day she got stumped because it wasn't in her book and she couldn't find it.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah. Mm-hmm. On their own at all. Amazing.
Now, Amazon is trying to buy a company called One Medical. Do you know anything about that?
Again, I think it has to do with a lot of delivery for certain health services.
Correct.
And pharmaceuticals. They're trying to expand. It's a big business. CVS just bought, that was announced yesterday, bought a company as well. To kind of compete. This is kind of the direction all of this healthcare is going, and they want to have a better delivery service.
Well, CVS has these little, for lack of better words, mini health centers inside their drugstores.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they, like I said, they I forget the name of the company. It's slipping on my mind right now. CVS agreed to purchase last night. It was a pretty good sized deal. So.
Okay, I got one. I got another one for you. You all know who Bayer Corporation is, right?
Yes.
Well, the pharmaceutical manufacturer Bayer Corporation and its related entities have agreed to pay $40 million to resolve two whistleblower lawsuits by a former employee. To be continued, because here comes the music.
Interesting. I thought that the name of that company CVS is buying, it's called Signify.
Okay. All right, I'll have to check it out. You have yourself a great day, and I look forward to talking to you tomorrow, my friend. All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Watchdog on WallStreet.com, the website. Go over there, check it out, see all the great things that he has to offer. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.